Draw Me a Picture by Meredith Green. Chapter 1, Part 3. As she searched for his face in the crowd, Michelle reminded herself how futile it was to look and hope. Once, in a mad moment of bravado, she'd actually toyed with the idea of falling into step with him and saying something. Courage failed her. Later, she'd laughed at her own foolishness. What would she say? "Hi, want to get some lunch?" Michelle imagined him looking at her askance, lifting an eyebrow, or simply walking away in disgust. Certainly her face and clothes were clean, but her bedraggled, worn attire was just one step above waif, especially compared to his severely neat, expensive clothes, not to mention her currently unemployed situation. The very idea was unthinkable, and still, something compelled her to look for him each day, and to wonder. 12:06. The face she sought appeared. The blue-eyed man was walking swiftly towards her, talking on a cell phone. Sitting up straight, Michelle leaned forward as far as she dared in order to hear his voice. Bits of conversation floated towards her through the other sounds of the street and the pedestrian footfalls. He had a pleasant voice, with a clear British accent. He passed quickly and was soon lost in the moving crowd of walking suits, heading to wherever it was he went. Michelle sighed, heavily. For the few seconds she saw the blue-eyed man each day, she felt light. But in his wake her emotions shifted to more downcast feelings, accompanied by a tendency to pity herself. He was so strikingly good-looking, so poised. She imagined herself looking like the little match girl, soot-ridden and sunken-eyed, lighting matches to keep herself warm on the street corner. "Ah, well," she whispered, "until tomorrow." After 2 years of selling her drawings out on the streets of Manhattan, Michelle had learned to embrace optimism. The alternative was depression. She saw daily examples of such in the lined faces of lost souls, who shrouded themselves in alcoholism and misery. The sight of these at rock bottom kept Michelle's spirits up. There was a lot to be thankful for, even in her situation. A middle-aged businessman in a dark suit passed by, glancing at one of the cartoons on Michelle's display. He laughed and dug in his pocket for money. Taking the picture down from the display board, Michelle quickly wrapped it in brown paper and tied a length of twine around it before handing it back. As the man walked away, Michelle smoothed and folded the precious bills, discreetly stowing them away in her sock. The day proved a profitable one, on the whole. She sketched 5 drawings and sold 4. As the sunlight waned towards twilight, Michelle stood and habitually folded her cardboard display. Adjusting her coat, she picked up the little rug, rolled it, and pulled down the brim of her hat. It was not wise to be out here after dark. Stepping into the narrow river of people, Michelle joined them for the walk home, 11 blocks of familiar sights, smells, and sounds. The sharp tang of Chinese food and hot pastrami filled the air. Hot dog stands and vendors selling hot chestnuts gathered on the street corners, loudly calling. Working her way towards a fruit stand, Michelle exchanged a nod with the ancient Vietnamese woman sitting behind the rows of apples. The woman immediately picked up 2 rosy-colored pieces of fruit and put them in a small sack. She knew Michelle by sight. Handing over the money, Michelle took her fruit with a smile. Down the block there was a takeout window with excellent Chinese food. With today's sales, she was able to get chow mein, broccoli beef, and egg rolls, and it smelled sublime. Michelle hastened her step towards home. She couldn't wait to sit down in her room and devour it.